You remember the stories about LeBron James in 2003? He didn't grow up with his dad, and he's driving a Hummer around his high school. No one's not drafting him because of that, right? Like, look how stupid that would have been if a team other than the Cavs had got him and said, forget it, we're not sure about this guy. Like, it's silly to say Ball's hurting himself or his dad's hurting him falling out of the top two.
Yeah, well, from a basketball perspective, you get to see Ball play against two other guys who will be first-round picks and possibly lottery picks in Fox and Monk. So you're going to see him against a great backcourt. I did do some writing about Ball that'll come out. And the family, the dynamic to me is somewhat fascinating because he is, right, he's a pageant parent. Mm-hmm. He's over, you know, parenting. But at the same time, I do find it hard to criticize a, you know, African-American male who is involved in parenting.
It's a tight-knit family. Yeah, it really is.
And so that's something that, you know, for me, I like to applaud. But I did ask, you know, some GMs about it, and they said, we're looking at kids who have family members who are selling drugs, who are, you know, been in and out of jail, coming from single-parent households. The least of our concerns is that a parent thinks in his delusional mind he could beat Michael Jordan in basketball. Like, that's not affecting our draft board whatsoever. So from that standpoint, I'm like, yeah, maybe I think they're going to look at, well, his shot is kind of ugly. It goes in, but what's up with that? Or
which can be developed. Yeah, he'll develop that.
Which can be developed for sure. But I don't think the father is going to really make an issue as far as where he goes. It'll be interesting because this draft, you know, from 1 to 10 is going to be pretty fascinating.